We've got three fantastic speakers today, and the first two are an extremely famous couple now, thanks to Gogglebox. But Giles Wood is also a brilliant artist, as well as a terrific columnist for the Oldie magazine. And Mary Killen is also Dear Mary in The Spectator, and has written two brilliant books, How the Queen Can Make You Happy, and together with Giles, The Diary of Two Nobodies. And they've got a new book out just now, which is Country Life, Story of Peaks and Troughs. And I'm going to ask Mary first, what was it, how did you manage to join Gogglebox in the first place?
Hello. Well, what happened was that I didn't want to be on television, as I didn't want my privacy invaded. However, a friend of a friend heard about us and told Stephen Lambert, the owner of the studio Lambert, which makes Gogglebox, about me and Giles. And in those days, they thought we were funny because we sat one in front of the other in our sitting room as though it was a two-person cinema because of the draft coming in behind us. And anyway, Stephen Lambert got very interested in meeting us and tried to make me meet him. But I said, no, I couldn't bear it if my privacy was invaded and I was trolled and that sort of thing. But the more I didn't want to do it, the more he wanted us, because they only want people who don't want to be on Gogglebox. Because otherwise they'll show off. Anyway, eventually we agreed to an audition, and then they sort of slipped out the audition, and then we were on. But I said, as long as I don't have to read Twitter or anything like that, then I don't mind doing it. Because it's basically just sitting down, and although it's like being on a long-haul flight twice a week, because we do it for 6 hours, we actually, they couldn't be more pleasant. The crew are all adorable. And, sorry, Giles is heckling.
Can I interrupt? Do I have to stand up?
Yes, yeah.
There is a very high mortality rate on Gogglebox, I'm sure, I'm afraid. It's starting to catch up with me. A lot of people who appear on Gogglebox don't seem to last very long.
Actually, it's only about 8 people have died.
Some from natural causes, but some from, I think, having to watch some of the strangest programmes that have commented upon in human history.
Well, the thing is, we do have to watch some bad programmes, but then it's symptomatic of what everyone else is watching in the country. And so that's why we comment on it.
Yes. Would I be speaking out of turn to say that everyone should go and have a look in the garden at Fairlight Hall? Because it's very, very... I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but it's the most lovely organic garden. It's a beacon of light in a very dark world that we live in at the moment. And do go and have a look. And I'm sure a small collection box will be open for you to put contributions.
Matthew, that's not up to you.
No. Anyway, we're trying to flog another book. I was dead against it. When the person rang up and said, do you want to write another book? I said, in a very gloomy voice, I don't think I've got another book in me. But Mary kicked me in the shins, like she does so often, and I had to change my mind very quickly.
Well, what Giles said was, he said, I'm afraid I'm too bitter now to write another book.
No, let me finish, Nutty.
Okay.
He said, I'm too bitter. The last book was quite funny, but now, you know, a few years have gone by and I haven't got it in me to be funny. And well, the publisher said, that's marvellous, we'll put that on the cover.
It's a very odd book. As you can see, it's got this strange writing at the top.
Show the people behind you.
Which looks like, someone said, the man who put up our greenhouse said it looked like Janet and John writing. I don't know why they came up with that Janet and John script typography. And then there's a picture at the back that he said should have been at the front. Much better picture. And it's full of typing errors.
Sorry, Nutty, but I don't know why you're doing it down, because the point of it anyway is the content.
The content.
And the wonderful drawings by Giles inside.
Yeah, there's something for everyone in the book, I hope. something to offend everyone.
I think that you'll find...
It's a beacon of sanity in a mad world. Yeah. Of course, I can't say beacon anymore, can I?
You get, probably sanity is offensive,
yeah,
too. But anyway, we don't mind whether you buy it or not, but bits of it are quite good.
Well, it would help, Mary, wouldn't it?
Can I just say how difficult it was for me to get Charles to do it and how I did it, which was that he kept saying he was too busy gardening to do it and he hadn't got any goodwill in him and he had nothing to say. But I found if I hired an Airbnb just 1 hour away, he sat down and scribbled away, and he started enjoying it.
Yeah.
By the time we were going to press, he had much more to say. And
I've got something, a little bit of something to say. It's got a very odd title. Giles and Mary, Country Life, A Story of Peaks and Troughs. Someone said that sounded like it was the experience, life experiences of a ditch digger in Derbyshire.
Yeah.
And of course it's not about peaks and troughs in that sense, but it's a jolly odd title. And it's quite expensive as well. If I was going to buy it, I'd think very hard about whether I should buy the hardback and wait for the softback to come out in a few years.
I was going to ask a question as a keen viewer of Gogglebox. It looks, Mary, on telly, like you're incredibly irritated by Giles. Is that correct?
Well, what happens is, I know what the feeling towards us is, because when I go to motorway service stations, people always come up and say, "Are you Mary from Gogglebox?" And when I say yes, they say, "We love you on Gogglebox." And I say, "Why?" "We love Giles, he makes us laugh." Then they say, I say, "But why?" "We love it when he annoys you." "Why?" "Oh, my husband's annoying himself and it always gives us a laugh." Thing is, we sit for 12 hours a week in perfect harmony for 11 and
not
three quarters.
Perfect.
And then the one bit where I snap at him is the bit they show, because there's viewer demand.
Yeah. In fact, we don't just sit watching a television commenting. We've got someone in a van directing us. That's a trade secret. And,
they don't direct us now. They just put it on.
He once told me to throw something in the fire in order to wind you up.
Yeah, that's right.
But I didn't. I resisted.
Anyway,
that was a very cheap jive.
Yeah. The crew sit outside the house. They're all charming. But since COVID, they've been in vans outside. And they put on the programmes and then they pause when we say something.
There is one joke in the book. Craig Brown over there is a lifelong friend. We've been friends for years. Or
frenemy.
Frenemy, yeah. I'll just read this out. I would like to thank Craig Brown, brackets the football manager, for help and inspiration over the years. And it goes on. It's an absolute classic joke.
They have a friendly rivalry.
A friendly rivalry.
Yeah.
And any more jokes?
There's quite a few good jokes in there, but to be honest, Giles's bit is better than mine because I was so exhausted from pushing him.
There's added value for me because it's illustrated and the drawings are for sale.
That's right.
So there's hopefully a little bit of a bonanza coming in.
But the I would say to anyone who's having difficulty starting a book, a writer's, you know, take an Airbnb away from your own things, and if you have a garden, away from your garden, and just set an alarm and write for 1 hour, and once you get started, it's much easier. It's getting started that's the main problem with writing, isn't it?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
And in the middle of the book, the best bit of the book is the bit that we haven't written, which is local characters giving their testimonials about changes in Wiltshire in the last 50 years. And it's very funny. And in the audible version, we've got a very famous actor to read out some of the parts, called James Purefoy.
Yes,
you might have heard of him. And he's going to be reading out the testimonials. And he's had a lifetime in pubs in which to perfect the local dialect.
Yeah.
So that's worth listening to. If you prefer to listen to the audible version, which will save you the mental effort of reading it.
Anyway, thank you everyone, and I hope we've conveyed as much as you wanted to hear.